One, two, three, tiddly bibbibi, tiddly bibbibi. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
All right. Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning into this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damien DeBizer, as the voice of beer. And with us today is our wonderful friend and sponsor, John Paul from Paul Cigars.
Hey, there we go. It was just, hey, there we go. Look, I'm alive again.
Yeah.
Hey, it was a smoking day today. We saw the sun.
Yeah.
I almost burnt my eyeballs.
The last 2 days have actually been pretty nice.
It's unbelievable. I was going to get a sunburn if I went outside.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's warm. It's above 50 for a couple days in a row.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're not going into the ice age.
I'll drink to that.
There we go.
Yeah. And we are here at the McPolander's Tap Room with Jen, Jeremy, and Shannon from She Brew.
Hello.
Woo.
How you guys all doing?
Good.
So good.
And that works. Okay. Yeah.
Awkward.
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Oh, that's all good.
And here's Shannon.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Hi. Yeah. Long time no see.
I know, right?
Yeah. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. I've done nothing.
Same here.
Less than nothing.
Yeah, I actually don't have to do anything to look this wonderful. I just get up in the morning and my hair is ready to go. It's beautiful.
You gotta love easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that we got some really great stuff to talk about. You guys have a whole lineup on your tap room here, and we have a lot of stuff here on the table, and I think some of it came from John and I's little trip to the
Hen House.
Yeah. We were the cock of the walk at the Hen House.
You were. I was, like, trying to hide.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I do like to express myself.
Yes. That's a problem. I try to keep my clothes on.
Oh, hey. They had heaters out there. What are we going to do?
Drink a lot.
Yeah. I do sometimes on occasion. Saturday was a nice little outing, but we'll talk more about that. Our little edition of Hen House at the Function PDX spot, as well as some other things that are going on in the Bruniverse. Let's talk a little bit about what we have sitting on the table. What am I? You guys,
what am
just
I drinking?
Yeah, what am I drinking? You guys just handed me some glassware. What's going on in this guy?
Was this the
Scottish one?
No, it's this one.
This is
Harvest and Brewery, Oladub. Thank you very much, John Paul, for bringing this over. This is
That's Gaelic for black oil.
Exactly. This is an 18. Special 18 reserve, and where are my
eyes? It means it was aged for 18-year-old barrels of whiskey from Highland Brewing.
Oh.
So the whiskey in there was 18 years old, and then they aged the beer in there for 6 months in that. Get as much flavor out of it as it could.
Yeah, I've had one of these a long time ago. I can't remember what year it was, but it was really, really interesting, nice mixture of the scotch and the beer.
Yeah.
And Harveston, I mean, I love their beer anyway, but Highland Park with Harveston's even better. So
they're just 36 miles outside of Stirling, just north of, Glasgow, just north of Stirling.
Right on.
So thanks for bringing this.
Stirling, which everyone goes to Stirling if you go to Scotland, this place is real close.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like
Yeah, we're never going back to Scotland again.
That's absolutely a dirty lie.
All right. What else do we have on the table? We got a whole bevy of beverages here.
We've got a generator Doppelbock, and it is absolutely fantastic. And it says right here on the can that this beer is 100% free of chicken puns. So, I mean, that's good.
Okay.
That's something you look for.
Is there chicken fun?
They
didn't take out the chicken
state.
Fun, did they?
It doesn't state.
Okay. I like my chicken fun and my chicken puns.
Yes. Essential decadence in liquid form, it also says, which is true. It's an absolute delight.
Oh, okay.
What's going on over here?
That's me.
John Paul, stop watching TV.
Are you watching the game again?
I got the TV. How did I get the TV? It said it's highlights.
He's just watching TV.
No, I'm watching.
We're that boring.
So I'm watching probably the 10th highest rated TV show of the year.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Okay. ESPN?
No, it's the National Championship College Football game.
Georgia and Alabama. Okay.
And I'm actually not watching it because I can't watch it, but I'm watching the ticker.
Okay.
Where they tell me where they are and how many points they got and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
I can follow it that way.
Gotcha.
Sports ball.
Yeah. John's doing his sidebar show.
Yep.
You know, out of the top 100 shows in the year, 75 are sports. Jeez. 54 are football.
That's a sad.
Majority of those are pro.
Sad statement.
No, it's not, because it's a positive football. Sports are positive. There's no negative. There's no positive. It's just a game event that they do their thing. There's no one having their opinions or anything.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know all what right. I mean?
They're just doing I'll accept that.
Yeah.
And so, of course, it's good if you win or it's bad if your team loses. Mm. But if you just watch them participate, yeah, you know, they're just doing their thing, having fun.
Well, didn't the old school Raider fans kind of have a reputation?
Yes.
Yeah,
but it's also true reality TV.
Mm. Okay.
There's nothing else that's reality TV.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But the sports are.
Huh.
It's finally made it there. You know?
Yeah. There it is.
Justin Herbert did fantastic yesterday, too. So.
Well,
who Justin Herbert is?
No, I don't know who Justin Herbert is, but maybe we'll have him on the show and find out what he likes to drink.
He's University of Oregon's best quarterback they've ever had.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, you can tell that.
I'll take your word for that.
John Paul's getting a little indignant over here.
Yeah. He's like, what's wrong with you guys? How do you not know this?
It should be tattooed
on your chest.
Remember, my daughter works for Nike, so, like, we're at all sports. So
okay, but they don't exactly put this kind of stuff on billboards for us all to know.
You want to hear something funny? So, you know, you can't get COVID tests, right?
Ooh. Right, right.
Right. They're all sold out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess who has a shitload of COVID tests? Pallets of them.
Who is it?
Nike, because they want to make sure they're...
Oh, so they bought them all up.
Mm-hmm. Right, but they bought this way ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
And they want to make sure that employees have the opportunity to take tests, and as soon as they test negative, they can come back and work.
Sure.
Right? So, right, so guess who distributes the COVID tests?
Who?
My daughter. Her department, which is the samples, they gave them to her. And she goes, Dad, last week I mailed out 5,689 COVID tests.
Jesus.
Amen.
Wow. All right.
That's insane.
So
it's insane, isn't it?
Yes.
Her job's gotten interesting.
Yes.
She held a couple back for herself just in case. You know.
No, because... We're all double vaxxed, boosted, and I've had all three varieties so far. So
serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does that work?
I got the Alpha in Scotland, the original. In Scotland, the Alpha in Scotland.
Right.
I got the Delta for my mom.
The Delta? How recently?
Last fall.
Oh,
sometime.
My gosh.
Because my mom was dying.
Yeah.
Right? And so she was in a nursing home. And so I sat with her for a while at the end. And she tested positive for Delta the whole time, but she had no symptoms.
Wow!
No, nothing. There was no fever, no nothing.
Crazy.
Which is nice because they didn't put that on her death certificate. Which I was thinking they were going to put that on the death certificate, but no. So I know I had to get it from her. I spent way too much time
there.
And then Omicron.
My daughter went to a rave New Year's Eve, and the next day she gave it to my wife.
Oh wow!
And so I live with them, and like. I didn't feel anything, but I had to have gotten it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
How can you live in a house right now with Omicron and not actually get it?
That's true.
Right, right.
Well, I don't know.
That's no, you know what I mean? Asymptomatic type.
Yeah, certainly, totally. Certainly. But yeah. Wow, double vaxxed, boosted, and you got
all
three.
And I also got the Alpha first, too.
So,
I think the Alpha, because every shot I've gotten, I felt horrible for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every shot down the line.
Yeah, so, I mean, did you win, the lottery or something? I mean, maybe you should play.
No, I want as many as I can. I even the vaccines, I'm mixing and matching.
All right. Deltacron is next.
I got Pfizer, then the Moderna.
No, it's true. Deltacron is the next thing.
No problem. Or I'm ready.
Deltacron.
There's a combo coming.
Omicron.
There's a new beer coming out. I'm sure it's going to be called Flurona.
We were talking about that last week.
Trying to get Omicron beers going.
But right. Yeah, would anybody drink them, though? Well, like, would we be able to drink away the virus? Is that a thing? Is that
a thing we can try? Do? Yeah.
We can try.
No, I was reading today that
I believe in us.
There's some anti-vaxxer that's telling his followers that the cure to COVID is to drink their own piss.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know what? No. I'm all for that because if people are that stupid.
Hey.
Yep.
I mean.
Might as well let them do it.
You
if they're listening to that guy, they've got to be pretty stupid.
Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, I mean, what was that thing going around about if you drink bleach?
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah, so that was a thing for a minute.
Try ivermectin. That'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
I just say gargle with scotch.
With a chaser of bleach.
Gargle scotch?
Yeah. Epicac, I hear.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that's exactly. The ultimate way to get rid of all the viruses is Epicac. So, you know, just make sure you guzzle as much of that as you can.
Put yourself in a safe direction.
Inject it into your veins. That's the fastest way, of course.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know. I've never done that. Okay.
That's good.
Oh my God. I feel like we should say that we're not medical professionals, and this is not professional medical.
No. We don't actually know what we're talking about here. No.
We are all talking out our asses right now.
Yep.
100%.
All right. Well, thank you very much, listeners, for tuning into this show. We have a great one for you here today. We're going to be catching up with She Brew and McPolanders. Thanks again for checking us out on Patreon. If you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. Patreon.com/brewhappy. And you too can join in on the fun. We'll send you little postcards and stickers. And let's see, I think the Christmas gift this year was tap handles. And every now and then we can fit in some glassware. So we'll do our best. And we have some Brew Happy tunes here that are curated by DJ Fitzmagic here on our very own show. He is not with us today, unfortunately. He is nursing a sick wife and child.
Omnicron wife.
Oh, what's that? Omnicron wife? I don't think she has the Omnicrons. Uh-oh. I hope not. But yeah, so he'll be back next week or the week after, all things considered. And we'll be getting some stuff. But don't worry, I have some Brew Happy tunes to fade into. And we'll be back after this break with some more information from the McPolanders and Shannon Long. All right.
It's up in the Alps, the distillery, but they when they age this in Sicilian wine barrels.
Oh.
Yeah, so they try to do the Italian thing.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Jen.
Jeremy. Brew Happy.
Ironically, this is up by the pipeline.
That's all you need. That's all that you need.
Ladies love Brew Happy. How about you?
I'm John Paul from Paul Cigars. Everyone knows I think craft beer is awesome, but so is my huge selection of cigars. You can get all your favorite tobacco products at any one of my conveniently placed locations in Beaverton, East Vancouver, and my headquarters store on Jansen Beach. Our wide selection of helpful staff will make your visit so very satisfying. You might even want to have a beer to celebrate. So come on in and check us out. For more information, contact us at paulcigars.net.
Hey there, I'm Squeaky Pete. Are you looking to get the word out about your beer-related business? Did you know that podcasts have been rising in popularity since they were first known as audio blogging in the 1980s? With podcasts catching hold in the late 2004, there are more than 115,000 English-speaking podcasts available. Hundreds of them talk about beer, but only one will make you happy. Brew Happy. Advertise with us and get the word out about your business to more than 30,000 listeners. For more info, contact brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Woo-haw!
Oh my God. Smoke it, smoke it, smoke it.
Yeah, baby!
Right, we are back, and we are enjoying some Italian whiskey. Italian whiskey, if you don't know, is, well, yes, it's Italian.
You guys are making fun of me.
I've never actually had Italian whiskey before.
That concludes the learning portion. Yeah, today,
no,
everything.
No one has.
This is because it's the only Italian whiskey.
Right, and none of us have ever tried this before.
Oh, okay.
So it's good you had never tried it before.
Yeah.
Would have been weird otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Really weird.
We would especially have told you was, that you were a dirty liar.
Especially if it was Damien.
Well, yeah, I don't make the rounds as much as I did in my my youth. Of course, I wasn't as selective when I was younger either. So
they did have that the Thirsty True. Sasquatch though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they now?
$28
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
So
my goodness, I feel so honored.
Two pours or one bottle? What do you? Which one do you want?
I'll do two pours.
No,
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 no. I thought you meant here now.
I was like, two pours or 20 bucks.
I don't think
each.
I need you to give me the whole bottle. Yeah. I think I'd be fine with just. I mean, I.
Yeah,
I,
you're fine.
Yeah, my
you're
bar at home is still
on
full.
The last bottle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you want to keep giving me stuff, I'll just have to drink faster.
There you go. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Probably not.
I don't know. With Bronwyn gone, I don't have very much to occupy my time. So,
does that mean we're going out again tonight?
Oh, man. After Saturday night?
Come on, dude.
Jesus, John.
That was awesome.
You know, I was so hungover on Sunday.
Shocking.
I haven't had a hungover.
After a night with John Paul.
In
shocking.
Years, I haven't had a hangover.
I got home at 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got home earlier because
way earlier.
Yeah, I took the Max home. And I wasn't messing around. I don't mess around when I mess around, but this time I was really not messing around.
You were drinking.
Yeah, I was drinking a bit. I might have hurled a little bit
really?
When I got home. Well, I hadn't had very much to eat, so
we went to L'Oreal Legion.
Yeah, but we didn't have that much there. I was actually just getting ready to make myself dinner when you messaged me and you're like, yeah, this thing's remember the thing, the hen house. We got to go to the thing. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's right. That's today. I thought I'd missed it on Friday, but it was on Saturday. It's for an entire month. So for you listeners out there, if you haven't been to Function PDX, it is in Northwest on 23rd. Just a couple doors over from
919 Northwest 23rd Avenue.
There you go. Yeah, just a couple doors down from Knob Hill Bar and Grill, which is a good landmark. Most people are familiar with that spot. But yeah, great little place, Function PDX. We've talked about them before. Casey is a graphic designer and a former graphic designer. I don't know if he still does it. But he's the guy that runs the show over there, and he revamps the branding on that building every single month. He has a new brewery come in there, and he paints the walls. He does stickers on the door and all kinds of stuff. They just really go all out, and then they let their, each company's brand managers come in and set up their little display and do whatever they want to the walls, and they put up some hen house posters and everything, and very well done.
Looks fantastic.
Tastefully done, yeah. Every time they do an amazing job, and you get like a micro experience of all these different breweries that you otherwise wouldn't normally have immediate access to. And some of them are, you know, time-honored favorites that we have locally here, like Barrelick is a frequenter of the Super Secret Tap Room. We've talked about that before in the past. But Function PDX, this month it is Hen House. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, gosh, I would really like to try something different that I have never tasted before, I recommend checking out Function PDX a couple doors down from Knob Hill Barn Grill. This month, it is Hen House all the way. And John and I, we had a great time.
Yes, we partied down.
We partied down.
A little too good, perhaps.
And the dude from Hen House was a very excited person.
Bob. He was a very excited person. And
he was bobbing like crazy.
He was bobbing and weaving.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He's fantastic.
Yeah. He
thought he had gone to heaven since he was in Portland. He couldn't believe it was the greatest city in the world.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding either.
He might be moving here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be my new roommate.
This is just, I can't believe we're here. This is just unbelievable.
Yeah. He was, yeah. He's either moving,
like,
he's moving in with me or John.
Have you seen the freeways lately?
Yeah. I don't think he'd gotten outside of his little microcosm. But, hey, hats off to Bob from Hen House. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed your company and all the conversation. I did not start with a wise choice. It was a tasty choice.
His first beer of the day is what?
Barley wine.
Yeah.
I had been drinking lagers at home.
What, are you new?
Yeah.
No.
Your first beer of the day is barley wine?
Seriously?
Jen, it's just been a long time since I'd had a barley wine, and I really wanted one.
He's going to be behind the chains all night now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Shannon's like, what?
What the fuck's a barley wine?
I've never had a barley wine.
So barley wine is officially has to be over 10%. And beers over 10% are called barley wines and classified as barley wines. Even though they're stouts, they're technically taxed as a barley wine. Yeah,
it's like beer. Got it. So once you go over 10,
technically
got it. So I've had barley wines. I just didn't know that they were barley wines.
Right.
Not necessarily.
That's a loose description. That's a loose description of a barley wine. Yeah.
I feel so much higher better now. Malt. Nobody knows what barley wine really
from
is.
From a beer judge perspective, I would have to disagree with some of what's coming out of your mouth.
Over 10% is barley wine, right?
No.
See, okay, so
right, you guys hash it out.
Like an imperial stout is not a barley wine.
No, it's not. Typically, a barley wine will have.
I mean, a tax classification, not necessarily. A barley.
Okay, yeah, tax classification.
Right. I'm talking about tax classification.
Yeah.
Not the type of style of beer.
Right. But I mean, I wouldn't compare like say for example, a Stone Russian Imperial Stout, which is definitely 10% or over, to like a J.W. Lee's barley
most
wine.
Definitely.
They are totally different beers.
But
tax wise, it's about the yeah.
All right.
That makes sense.
From a tax perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. John, John, he's a numbers man.
I'm an accountant.
He's coming into a beer judge garage, talking about barley wines or just 10% or more. Come on.
What?
Yeah. The tax. No, I know they're completely different types of taxes.
I know, just messing.
Yeah, yeah. John's all taxes and numbers, and Jen's like, I must interject with style and principle.
Well, it's like the cider.
That's exactly right.
Above and over 6.9.
Yeah.
Is it 6.9 above cider's wine?
Oh.
Taxes wine. Below 6.9 is taxes cider.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's why if you ever notice, how many ciders say 6.9%? Virtually 95%.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Fun, interesting, and knowledgeable.
Next time on your cider. Yeah, check your ciders.
I got one. Taxes, fun facts with taxes. John Paul.
Taxes. That's why 6.9, even if it's not 6.9.
You're right, though. I haven't seen a lot of 6.9. It's going to be 6.9.
Oh,
English pub.
What's Jeremy got over there?
Cider, Jeopardy
English
theme pub, song.
Dry cider. It is 6.7.
6.7, right on.
Damn it.
See?
Pretty goddamn close.
I think that validates your point.
I think so, too. Yeah, we picked up that that English cider from Portland Cider when we went over to visit because they're hosting the She Brew Homebrew Comp again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you guys about that.
Tell us about it.
Yes, please, go on.
Well, we are we're coming back. We're coming back strong, hopefully. I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh.
Don't waffle on this, Jen.
I'm not
going to
waffle. We're fucking doing this. So last year, as you guys know, we did the
Cheers. We're back.
The Delta Challenge.
Brew is back.
We did the non-festival where just some of the local brewers brewed something up for us. So we still had some money to give to charity because we got to support the HRC because we got to support our equality. But this year we're doing it. So we also didn't do the homebrew competition in 2021, but it's coming back this year. So we've already got 42 entries,
okay,
which is pretty fucking stellar. And it will be the Sunday before the festival. So February 27th at Portland Cider. Like I was saying, this is the third year that they've hosted us because they're fucking awesome over there.
Yeah.
They're hosting the homebrew competition. So it's the largest female-identified homebrew comp in the world.
That is amazing. I love
Woo-hoo-hoo.
It.
Woo! And yeah, so we're doing that the last weekend of February as always. And then that'll lead us right into the first Sunday in March, where we're bringing the festival back.
What?
We were the last festival to make it in 2020.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to be one of the first to make it back in 2022.
Our timing is impeccable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Starting off the new year with new beer, mm-hmm. She Brew.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to go.
Hell yeah.
What are some other things that help this festival stand out and that you're excited about?
Well, Jen, I mean, you want to talk a little bit about the local brews, the 10 brewers, the home brews? That's really something people get excited about.
It is. I'm going to be honest. I don't have 10. I have 7. So during 2020, we've lost a few home brewers, and a few of them went pro.
Yes.
In fact, one of them might be bringing a beer down from Seattle because she's now working at a brewery in Seattle. So that was more to come on that one.
Well, that's not the worst problem to have.
No, it's absolutely true. And we've had a couple that have just, like, for multiple reasons, just aren't brewing right now. So
do you think that some of her participation in She Brew attributes to her success?
I think so. Yeah. And she won a shit ton of medals last year or year before last at She Brew as well. So
that is amazing. Wow.
But yeah, Catherine Gooding, she's a freaking awesome brewer.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, yeah, let's do a prost to Catherine.
Prost to Catherine.
Prost.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Woo! I need to put some beer in my glass.
Yeah.
I need some beer in my glass. What's going on down there?
Yeah, you're lame.
What do you need, dude?
What
flavor you want?
Dark.
Oyster stout. Dark. Okay, you know, actually.
Oyster stout
yeah,
would be great.
Let's open that oyster stout.
Yeah, let's do that oyster stout. Matter of fact, I brought something out.
Christine!
Hey, Christine is in the house.
Hi, Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Christine Garcia.
Well done. Good timing.
As you may or may not know, we came back from Billy's, and when we were down there, there are some beers you cannot get anywhere. And I'm not trying to steal the thunder.
Oh, you're fine.
But I just
we'll talk less.
We're talking about the dark. We brought back a few beers actually.
Uh-huh.
You can't get in the States.
Okay.
Like, one of them is Royal Extra Stout.
Yeah.
And this guy.
Royal
this guy.
Extra Stout. I'm going to need to take a picture of that.
Yeah. This is a tropical stout that I believe was made, actually it was brewed in, put my eyes on here, St. Kitts and Nevis. So it was, it contains barley. So yeah, basically it was, it's made in the Caribbean, so
Caribbean
it's probably
stout.
One of the reasons that they call it a tropical stout, but it is lovely, and it's not because it tastes like mangoes and papayas and guava. That's they just call it tropical because that's where the stout's typically been made.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we'll share that out. So
awesome. Well, thank you. Is that what I have in my glass here?
No, not yet.
No.
Uh-oh. Not yet. What?
You got the oyster stout from
Yay!
The hen house.
Okay.
Mm. Awesome. Christine has just joined us.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
The third arm of She Brew. So
yeah.
now the gang's all here.
Guess what I just drank?
What'd you just drink?
Bud Light.
What? All right, get
what
out.
What happened?
I was at Top Golf. So I'm so happy to be here.
look at all this stuff on the table for you.
This is an intimidating table. This is intimidating.
I like your hair. It's peeking out underneath your hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's blue.
Yeah,
that's my
blue.
Favorite color.
Got blue happening.
Yeah.
Oyster stout?
Yeah.
You should do my hair.
Ooh. Ooh.
I've never actually dyed my hair before.
Oh, what's your color?
I love blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
Be a surprise for when Bronwyn gets back.
Oh, my God. She would be so surprised.
She'll flip out, man.
I like how you go, she'd be so surprised.
If we start now, by the end of the night, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Just call me Smurfarella.
So were you swinging the clubs?
I was swinging the clubs.
There we go.
I didn't do that bad, actually, for not doing it for, like, I don't know, 30 years? I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not much of a golfer. I'll tell you, my putt-putt game is intimidating.
Oh,
and I get pretty lucky on the driving range with my swings.
Yeah. I think.
But
I
outside of
it.
That, I don't have a lot of interest in the game overall. Mm-hmm. Although in my younger days, I was known to hit the ninth water hazard with my car.
Well,
so he lived in Florida.
I only did that once.
The 11-year-old was expecting that this was you put on virtual reality helmets and that you were like in an Angry Birds world, like swinging the club.
Okay.
And I was like, we're not there yet.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
We're still playing golf.
Parenting, you sometimes have to let them know.
Manage expectations.
Video games are based on real things that happen out in the real world. This is the real world version of a game you may have played.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what that game is all about.
Live mic back to you.
The live mic.
It's a live mic, Shannon. Watch
what
out.
What am I supposed to do with this?
You're supposed to use your lovely voice to tell us all about SheBrew.
Use your mouth hole.
Yeah, let's talk about SheBrew. So this is our... Jen, Christine, what iteration of SheBrew are we in this year? I lost track.
Seventh
annual, and we're still calling it annual. Annual SheBrew.
I put annual in quotations now.
It's still annual. Don't do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a real year. It didn't count. It's still annual.
We've skipped a year
this
twice.
This is our seventh annual SheBrew. We're going to be holding it at Castaway, mm-hmm. which is up in Slabtown, Northwest Portland, mm-hmm. same location as it was last time, if you were there, not last year, but the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited.
Good location.
Yeah, super really good. Excited. We've got, I do want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, which is Code Flagging, women-owned business, LGBTQ-owned mm-hmm. business, which is where all of our all of the profits from the festival go to, the mm-hmm. Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization.
That's
so,
great.
You know, we're doing all sorts of great things here. We're lifting up the LGBT community. We're lifting up the women brewers out there, women-identified brewers. So, you know, I'm really proud of this, and we've got an amazing team here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's pretty fabulous.
Yeah. You guys always have an amazing team, and every year I go to your event, it is probably one of my favorite events of all time, like out of the entire year. I think my top three is SheBrew, Holiday Ale Fest, and, I mean, when I can make it, Great American Beer Festival.
Oh, yeah. GABF.
So, I mean, that's a pretty tall honor.
That's pretty flattering.
Thank
you. Festival, though, was very impressive.
So I would love to attend the festival, the Dark Arts, one day. But
you've never been?
I've never actually been. I can never get somebody to go with me. And I can never get something booked in time, and I can never get tickets in time. I'm always just a day late and a dollar short.
Did you see what I wore last time to the Dark Arts?
It was pretty
full
impressive.
Full goth?
Full goth.
We went full Matrix.
Wow.
Her and Cam both. It was impressive.
I can go.
We were there for like a good 8 hours.
I can go pretty full goth. I mean, you know, my studded bracelet, leather cuff bracelet, I sent to my daughter a couple years ago.
You need more of that, just the whole outfit.
Yeah. I could. I still got my leather jacket. It has patches.
Christine could probably help.
Yeah. We could do like a dress up day at the house.
For sure.
Yeah,
dress
it'd be
up,
fun.
Dress up beer festivals.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
More of those.
Oh, blue hair, all the things.
Love it.
Pick a color, any color. I'll rock it.
Love it.
Got to have something to hide the silver that's been coming through in the hair. You're supposed to know about that.
We're going
to
cover that with blue, remember?
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Blue streaks.
Blue streaks. I love it.
Mm. Tell me more.
Yeah, so we have a lot of returning brewers, like, you know, Lisa Allen from Heater Allen.
That's great.
Natalie Baldwin
her.
From Breakside.
Of course.
Lots of returning. Christine Walter from Bauman Cider.
Oh, good.
Anna from Portland Cider. And then we had a bunch of people move around. One of our Breakside brewers,
mm-hmm.
Anna Vilas.
Yep.
She has moved on to Steeplejack. Yes.
Steeplejack. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Her and Anna Buxton, the two of them rolled on over to Steeplejack, and they are going to be doing multiple beers with multiple people. So a bunch of exciting shit coming out of Steeplejack.
That's so much fun. They have been doing, right out of the gate, have been impressing people and making waves. So.
Oh yeah, they're kicking ass over there.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Anna and Annie over there and the fine work that they've done. And keep kicking.
Oh hell yeah!
What else do we have coming to Shebrew?
Well, and then a few more returning ones. Maddie over at Von Ebert, obviously. Jen House is back from Thunder Island.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen used to be at Double Mountain, and now there's a new Jen at Double Mountain.
Oh, wow.
So Double Mountain will also be back. We didn't have them last year because Jen had moved over to, Thunder Island. But
nothing wrong with that.
I know, but they had now over at Double Mountain, they have Jen Wolf and Rachel, Skosberg, which is exciting.
Yeah.
A couple more new ones. Emily that was at Barolic is now over at Ex Novo. So while we won't have Barolic this year, we will have Ex Novo.
Okay.
There's a rumor on the street that Lee Hedgman will be bringing back. Welcome back to Oz, bitches.
What?
Yeah.
Yes!
So the plan is to rebrew that bad boy. So I said it out loud, Lee, so you better fucking make it.
Lee! I'm writing that down.
Forland has also joined the ranks. Lily over at Forland's going to be brewing, as well as Threshold, Sarah.
Okay.
So Threshold is in. So that's another new one that we have this year.
We love Sarah.
Yeah. And Kaysen, who was at Migration, is now over at Hammer and Stitch. So she has also joined the ranks.
We still have to get Hammer and Stitch on the show.
You haven't been to Hammer and Stitch? What the fuck, man?
I've been to Hammer and Stitch. I just haven't had them on the show yet. I know. I'm embarrassed. I gotta get on the ball this year.
Sonia Marie from Lycum, of course, is back.
Oh, yes. Love her.
Jen Kent from McMiniman's has been with us for years. Tanya Cornett, obviously, from Ten Barrel has been a huge one. Gracie Nelson's back at Migration, and she's added also Taryn Zirk from Migration as well, and Erica. So just, there's so many. If you go to the website, you'll get a sneak peek of what the poster is going to look like at the top, which is super fun. And then you'll see the list of brewers, and it's still growing. So we may still be adding a few more breweries, a few more brewers. There's still things happening.
And yeah. That website.
And that website is
shebrew.beer. Not .com. Shebrew.beer.
.beer.
Okay. .beer. Mm-hmm.
.beer.
And, you know, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. So you can follow us all over. We're going to have some artisan sodas by some fun little 11-year-old that might be living next door here.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Brewing some sodas.
Taste some homebrew sodas.
Okay.
It's going to beat out, you know, probably the water cooler that was in the corner last year.
Is he taking on Crater Lake? Is he he going to give them a run for their money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh watch out, Crater Lake.
He just needs some good labeling.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
All right.
But his parents might be graphic artists, so we should expect a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, I might know some people in the industry, but you guys have that covered.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Gallons brew to that.
Yeah.
We will have vendors again this year, but unlike last time, we're not going to have things like PGE and... what the hell is that freaking
World
Mother? We're curating a list of vendors right now. We're in talk of just local people that make a lot of sense. So we're gonna have some cool vendors.
Yeah,
which would be awesome. Yeah. Emily from On Tots is back with her food truck. She was a huge hit at the last time, so she's back. She's excited.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. On Tots badass.
On Tots was badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good shit.
All right. Yeah. I love Tots. So.
Who doesn't love Tots?
Doesn't love Tots. It'd be crazy if you don't love Tots.
Seriously.
Mm. What else? Anything?
We're still looking for sponsors.
Okay.
So,
yeah, if you're interested in sponsoring, please reach out to us. Our presenting sponsor has been filled, but you can go ahead and head to the website, shebrew.beer, and you can check out our sponsorship packet there. Super easy. if you'd like to get a hold of me and we can discuss what you'd like to see happen, how we can help each other out with this amazing cause, it's good for everybody. So yeah it's Hell exciting. Yeah. We've got one, and I'm still working out the details with the venue, but I'm hesitant. But I'm excited to say that Portland Beer Truck probably is going to be joining us. They've got this amazing old classic truck that they have the beer taps in the back. They'll be pouring beer for us, so that'll be a neat thing to come see too.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Yeah. Woman-owned business. We're trying to...
One more woman-owned business, yeah. And you can rent her truck for different events. So they can show up at, like, weddings or, like, parties and stuff. And you can put whatever you want on tap. And the truck shows up and they serve your shit.
That would be really cool. It's
pretty fucking cool.
Portland Beer Truck?
Yeah.
That sounds right. It might be a little... Right. Yeah, check the website soon.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All
right. It'll be on there. That's great advice.
Yeah. Always keep an eye on the website. That's going to be updated most frequently.
Yeah.
And by the way, when is this happening again?
Oh, I don't know. I think it might be the first Sunday in March. You know, Women's History Month, maybe.
Ah.
Sunday, March 6th.
Mark your calendars. Ticket sales are up. Yep. You can find those. If we got the link up on the website?
On the website and the Facebooks.
All right. You can check us out on Facebook
on the
or
She-Brew
the website
PDX
for
Facebook
tickets.
Page.
You do get a discount for purchasing them early, or the price goes up at the door. So get out there, get your tickets now.
Yeah.
And beat the rush.
We're still doing VIP tickets too. So you get an hour early. Try the homebrews an hour early. Plus you get a free t-shirt and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's the early access, I think, that people love the most.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those homebrews, they run out fast.
They do.
They run out faster every year.
Yeah, and especially at She-Brew, the homebrew game is tight.
Yeah.
So if you don't get there and you miss out, you're really missing out.
Yeah.
Because as we've already established, the female homebrewers, most of them are on the verge of becoming of going pro. So you know you're getting good beer when you go to this festival.
And the most unique beers.
Oh yeah.
That I have all year.
Yeah.
Those homebrews.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely one of my favorites. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good job, ladies.
Hell yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else to report?
It's still, honestly, it's still coming together.
Okay, no problem.
So there will probably be more to report down the road. So like I said, just keep an eye on the website. But those are the highlights for now.
Yeah, we're a month and a half ahead of this, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about this as we get closer to the date. March 6th, folks, so don't miss out. Make sure you get in early. And that's shebrew.beer for those tickets and more information about sponsorships.
Absolutely. I want to add one more detail really quick. What do people get for their entry into the door? Well, you'll get all of our homebrew tasting. You'll get a stamp card for every one of those while the supplies last. We need to make that clear.
Of
so come early if that's really important to you. And then you'll get 10 tasting tokens for all of the beers that we have. You can purchase more if you like that. Tickets are $25 early and $50 for VIP, $30 at the door. In addition to that, you'll get a custom tasting glass that we have every year.
Yep.
And if you're VIP, you also get the t-shirt.
That's right.
Yes. Aha.
Yeah, we'll have a great raffle again this year, so we're looking for great raffle prizes too. If anybody out there has anything that they'd like to see or would like to donate, please give us a call and we'll reach out and get that happening.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say for those holdouts that are latecomers, that's usually me too. I'm really bad at getting ahead of the game with tickets, and I'll often be working late, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it or not. But every time I'm able to get off in time to get to She-Brew, and even though I miss out on some of the beers, all of the beers that they have left are always great and delicious, and it's always worth it to make it down there as soon as I can. So, for those of you that are worried that you're not going to be able to make it on time, I highly recommend you just go down there and check it out. Get over to Castaway and make sure you can make it to She-Brew. Even if you're only there for the last 3 hours, it's still totally worth it to go.
We have never ran out of beer.
Yeah, that's so true. That is true. And you and I, listener, could be helping to get rid of all that beer. So I need help. Yes. I can't do it all on my own.
Helping to support equality while you do it.
That's right. And then all of that's very important and valid. And yeah, we're all just trying to have a human experience and enjoy beer.
And that's a good point, because I've had men ask in the past if they've been invited to SheBrew. And yes, absolutely. We're all about inclusion.
I'm so glad you said that, Christine, because I think we can put this vibe out there that is not welcoming. That is not the case at all.
Yeah.
All genders, all ages.
Yep.
We're going to have soda there for the kids. We're going to have beer there for the 21 plus folks.
You're going to have food for the hungry people.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So it's going to be an amazing time. We might even have a little cornhole going on. If
whoa.
We can, get that going.
Yeah. It was warm last year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
so
you say?
Cross your fingers. And I think I said that all of the profits go to the human rights campaign. And that's not technically accurate. It's all of the proceeds, because we're a 100% volunteer organization. None of us make any money to do this. We all do this out of the goodness of our heart, because we love beer and we love equality. And so it works out well for us. So none of it is going in anybody's pocket. It's going straight to charity.
Great.
100%.
Yep. That's awesome, ladies. Yeah. All right. Well, what else do we have on the table?
We're just enjoying. Okay, so Jean-Paul is just outdone himself.
Je m'appelle.
How do you say this one?
Herradour.
Herradour? I don't think it's
Herradour.
Herradour.
Oh, yeah, that's a
so
good one.
So there's a bottle of that and Herradour whiskey fudge.
Fudge.
Highland single malt whiskey. So he brought two pairings. There's that one, and then a Lefroy fudge with a bottle of Lefroy.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Lefroy is always, always, always good.
Yeah.
So Lefroy fudge is even better.
Yeah, seriously.
As a matter of fact, that's where I'm going next.
Go. Of course right. It is.
Well, while you do that, I'm going to segue into a break so we can all have a chance to refill and go to the bathroom. And we'll be right back with some brew news and some other adventures with me and John Paul this past week. All right, cheers.
It's summertime.
Very different climate.
Yeah. The visor doesn't really go with the best rain jacket.
Brew Happy, proudly supporting women in craft beer since 2010.
Hey, I'm with
Natalie Baldwin, and I'm with
Annie Avilas,
and we're at Breakside Brewing. And you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
Hi, this is the Green Goddess of Portland, here to bring interior wilding to your space. Offering local consultations, weekly plant care, pest solutions, rare plant curation and sales, this houseplant hobby has cultivated a worthy collection backed by knowledge and experience. And now, I want to help you make your business beautiful. Contact Bronwyn, the Green Goddess, at greengoddessbotanic@gmail.com and Green Goddess Botanic on Instagram.
Jen.
Jeremy. Brew Happy.
Mic drop.
Boom.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Tom.
And you're listening to
The Brew Happy Show.
Hey, this is Sean from the Beer Mongers, and you're listening to The Brew Happy Show. When I get back to my baby.
Quality stout.
She got that in her bag.
I didn't notice it first, because I saw the tanks and like.
Yeah, baby!
I let the darkness in the alley. For a wide open
All right, we are back, and we got some groovy tunes going on the Brew Happy Tunes playlist. This is called No No by Scott Hirsch. Pair that up with your next favorite beer. Hopefully you find out about that on this show. What do you guys think?
I dig it.
Yeah.
Dig it. Chill. Cool.
Just chilling, just chilling. Yeah.
You have to open them one at a time.
All right, so we're having some of that Royal Extra Stout from the Caribbean.
There we go. Caribbean Stout.
Yeah, I really like it. It's got this sweet kind of almost fruity thing going on in the back end that really kind of sums it up nicely on the palate.
Yeah.
Just a hint, very slight hint of raisin.
Yeah, yeah. In the nose, and of course, I'm going to take a BJCP judge moment.
Oh, there you go.
the tropical stout is described as... moderate to high sweet intensity. Roasted grains can be moderate to high. Coffee, chocolate.
Yeah.
Some fruitiness. It might have molasses, licorice, dried fruit.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Stronger versions can have a subtle, clean aroma of alcohol. But, you know, it's typically, like, no hop. It's really, like, very malt-forward nose. And, of course, dark, dark, dark brown. And it tastes like... just dark grains.
Yeah,
it's not like a big roasted grain bomb, but it's more like just a really nice plummy, raisiny, deep malt flavor.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Kind of rum
like. Well, I'll prost to that.
Mm. Ding ding.
Yeah.
Chocolate coffee.
And let's do another prost to SheBrew.
Hey,
thank you,
SheBrew.
Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you all.
Ding ding ding.
And everything that you do.
Glad I could make it. Mm. Me too.
Always bringing the beers. We got all kinds of cool things going on in the Bruniverse. I was going to talk a little bit about some of the brew news. Rubens Brews announces its 2022 beer calendar release. It's pretty fresh news. Everybody's coming out with their release calendar. Sierra Nevada did too. Their special deal that they're talking about is the Powder Day IPA. Silver City Brewery expands with party flavors and variety pack. Dogfish Head debuts an off-centered art series with Where the Wild Hops Are, based on the obvious book. If you don't know it, Google it.
Where are they? Tell me.
What, Dogfish Head?
Yeah, where the hops are. Where are they?
Oh, where are the wild hops?
Yeah.
They're in the can.
There you go.
That's where they
How
live,
do they
John?
Grow in the can?
They don't grow in the can.
How do they get air
you,
in there?
You grow hops. You know how they're okay. grown.
On the railroad tracks?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the mystery hop, the Brew Happy mystery hop. Yeah. A Boy Beer announces its calendar release as well. Check that out of Astoria. Oh, and Whiskey Wednesday. This past Whiskey Wednesday was all about Balcones Distilling ZZ Top Tres Hombres. Whiskey.
Balcones?
Yeah. Have you had this?
No, but I've had a lot of Balcones.
Okay.
I've been to Balcones.
Oh, you've been to Balcones?
Waco, Texas.
Waco.
Home of Dr. Pepper.
And the Branch Davidians.
And Baylor University.
Yeah. Okay.
Branch Davidians have been burnt down, so they're okay now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Waco.
Went dark
there. The locals call it Wacko.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, Texas. I was just teasing John.
Hey, it's home with Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper.
You brought it the rest
of the- I could drink about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Yeah, I love Dr. Pepper. First artesian well on the Texas.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Damien's getting wacko and Waco.
Oh, nobody's doing that. That's yeah, that's too easy. Bunk Beer Hall opens in Bridgeport Village, so we're gonna learn more about that. And Gigantic Brewing
larger.
They have another tap room. They're taking over the old Hawthorne Fish House.
And we can't stop them. They keep getting bigger.
Yeah, and then we have the Oregon Brewers Guild launching the Mashing Barrier Internship Program. Now, we're actually going to have Maddie on the show to talk about that next month.
Sweet.
In a few weeks.
That sounds like a football practice to me. Mashing Barrier?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great little internship program by the Guild's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee set the work in motion. And, we'll learn more about that when they come on the show. Sent me a really nice little email about that, so I want to talk more about that. And then we're gonna have Sam as well from Von Ebert on the show, I hope as well. And then Mark Gillette next month wants to come and talk about some of the homebrew kits that they have available at FH Stein Bart's. And next week we have Colin Leishman from Bull Run Cidery coming on the show.
Where are we going to be at for that? At the Peanut?
We're going to be at the Pizza, the Nut.
There we go.
Yeah. Chuck a Nut Brewing's new tap room.
Nice.
We love that spot. So we've made really good friends with Bryant, the tap room manager over there. I even gave him a ride home one night.
And then he had to kick you out at 6 in the morning.
No, I didn't go to his house. I dropped him off. It was snowing
he
out.
He passed out on his couch.
No, I did not.
It's one of those blackout stout
that
nights.
That is a fallacy. No.
You don't remember because you're blacked out.
No. Bronwyn was still
that's
home.
That's not what he said to me.
No,
I'm
that's
you.
You're full of it, John.
Remember, he's a poker player. He wouldn't lie.
Okay, well, I doubt that he told you that story because that hasn't happened yet.
I like the yet part.
Hey, checks in the mail. Yeah, you know, I'm a fun guy to be around.
Yeah, he Damien knows this eventually.
Yeah.
It happened.
Well, I do like to have a good time. And I tell pretty good jokes. All right. But I think that's it for me. I just had the stuff about all the beer release calendars coming out and some of the new things coming up on the show.
Hey, so fun fact about Rubens Brews.
Hey.
Do you know who their head brewer is?
No.
Not off the top of my head.
Daniel Redman.
Oh.
Formerly of Hopworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she moved to Seattle. Now she's the head brewer at Rubens.
No shit.
Wow. No shit.
How about that?
Yep.
Oh.
Her and I joked about her bringing a beer down from Seattle for She Brew.
Oh, yeah. She works for
What's the joke?
It's a little more complicated than we'd like it to be. But who knows? You never know.
Oh, it's one of those. Okay. Tell me the beer. No? Oh, my God. Georgie just scored.
Well, John is on it with the sports happy sidebar.
So on it.
Yeah.
It's 18 to 19. Sidebar
jingle. Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I might actually have that in here.
Hey, you brought up the bunk sandwiches at Bridgeport Village.
Yeah.
You know about that?
No.
No.
That's a good sidebar. Yeah, that's a good sidebar.
Maybe I should tell
us. No, go ahead, tell us.
Tell us. Go ahead.
No, you know it's not run by Bunk.
No.
No.
Okay, and who's it run by?
Bridgeport Village.
No kidding. Okay.
It kind of looks like a cafeteria.
Oh yeah, I haven't been there yet.
That's cool. That's hip.
I mean, the food's still great, but it's an odd look.
Like
are the chairs
still
small like they were in school?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean,
when you go, you'll see what I mean.
I was short growing up, so everything always fit me, but I'm really tall and lanky now. Long arms, long legs. I'm always like, I'm all knees and elbows every time I try to fit into something. Even normal-sized people stuff.
Oh my God.
Just, yeah, always
Too long.
Always freaking us out.
Oh, thanks, John.
There we go.
Then you'll probably feel real awkward.
He's always got pockets full of dimes. I have no idea why. Dimes. I know. Someone
quarters.
That to me.
Quarters. I have quarters for
no,
pinball.
Dimes.
I might have a dime.
Dimes. Yeah.
Dimes for a phone call? Come
you
on,
have
John
dime
Paul.
Bags.
Whoa. When was the last time you saw a payphone? Last time I saw a payphone, I took a selfie with it.
The only change I ever keep is so I can play video games.
You never see them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
No.
They're very rare.
Very rare.
Oh, well.
What else we got going on? John, any adventures recently?
No, because of the corona.
The corona.
Yeah.
Well, now it's the Omicron.
Omicron. If you're on a plane, you're guaranteed to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Omicron. Oh, well. Wait, is that an Autobot or is it a Decepticon?
It depends on what planet you're on.
It's next.
Yeah.
Nanobots.
In a way, we're kind of biological robots.
As long as they keep testing, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Keep testing.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a test at least once a day.
Okay.
Good luck finding one.
Once a day?
Well, Abbott's doing the best he can.
Yeah.
They need to try harder.
What happened to those half a billion tests that Biden was going to give us?
I think we used them all.
No.
During the Delta.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
I've got one for you.
There you go. That's the spirit. My daughter has about 10,000 of them, so it's okay.
I wow. actually ordered some online.
I think you just answered your own question.
I don't need it because I know if I'm like...
You just assume you've had them all.
Right.
I mean, he might have.
I'm only living with everyone that has them. How can I not?
Are you going for the full collection, John?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
He claims he's already collected them all.
I'm going to keep collecting.
Did you collect the collector's items test?
It's like whiskey.
The collector ones.
Yeah, I collect all the vaccines and all the
viruses.
All the viruses.
You know, they're not gold stamp ones.
They're not like Pokemon. You don't have to collect them all.
No. I know. I feel more comfortable collecting them all.
Okay.
More antibodies. Yeah, fair enough. Huh?
Whatever works for you.
There you go. Remember, I only see sick people all day.
Oh, well.
Right?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so you...
And I work 6 days a week, so I see a lot of sick people.
Yeah. Fair enough.
What are you drinking there?
I'm drinking scotch.
Of course I'm drinking scotch. Hey, you want the IPA one?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
You took my glass.
I know, but don't move.
Uh-oh.
Don't move.
You're going to pour it into my little bit of beer?
Yeah.
Oh, the LaCroix.
Oh.
That's his trick, putting the LaCroix in the beer.
You know what I'm having right now?
Yes, that's the one I've been working on.
The aromatic and substantial.
Yeah, the Glenlachie single barrel.
Jiminy Christmas. John Paul and his single malt scotch whiskey club. Ugh. I need to be a part of that, actually.
I actually got four of the same row barrels.
Much to my wife's chagrin.
I'm not so sure about
the
that.
Barrel on them. Whew. I got four in a row of them.
Yeah, four of them. Jeez, man.
All within really close to the same age and everything.
Huh. So you can be assured that the next bottle is going to taste like the last bottle.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
But I love 107.
Yes,
that specific bottle.
No, 107's a distillery, Glenlachie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I do not know my stuff.
No, you don't. The difference with them is a lot of people do the bourbon barrel age, and then they share age it the last one or two or three years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Their thing is known for like starting to share aging from the start.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time it's in a sherry, not just the last couple of years.
And the distiller came from, he came from another distillery, right? I mean.
He might have been.
He's done this
I have
before.
No idea. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a famous dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wish I could remember his name. He's so famous. I can't remember his name.
I'm going to blame it on the alcohol. But, I mean, the gentleman, he came from another distillery and he decided to do his own thing. And
he's cranking it out.
He kills it. He kills it. And he's a very small distiller, too.
Yes. It's up off the Spey River. Mm-hmm. I was really close to it when I was up here last time, but... I might be able to find out what this is. Oh, look at that. Let's see if I can find the dude's name.
But, the famous dude.
The famous dude that I have no idea who he is.
We definitely...
I will when I see
I'm saying this to my wife right now. As soon as we get the chance to go back to Scotland, Scotland.
Scotland!
We must go back to... Oh, wait, am I wearing my Inverness hat?
Yes!
Oh, we've got to go back to Inverness.
Inverness.
And we've got to...
Billy Walker.
Billy Walker, that's
what it is. I found it before I found it on the online. It came to my head. All
right. Excellent.
Wow. Billy Walker.
Billy Walker.
Billy Walker.
We got to go and visit the distiller.
I still haven't found it, but Billy Walker...
Yeah, so we got to go back to Spain. We got to go back to the islands.
I
want to stay in Everglades.
I'm going March 22nd to June 12th.
Okay, drinking that mixture was either a really great idea or a really bad mistake. We'll find out later tonight.
Did it taste good?
Yeah,
there you go. That's all that matters. Remember, you just don't want to guzzle from the bottle.
No, I never do that.
I don't know about that. I've seen you quite a few times.
I doubt that.
There we go.
I have a very sensitive gag reflex.
Oh!
Why is that funny?
You're not supposed to say things like that online about your personal sex life.
Hey. How did we left turn into that?
Seriously. TMI, man. TMI.
Oh, God.
That's okay.
Does Broadway know this?
I'm sensitive. She doesn't ever try to shove long things in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Dude, are you just teeing them up for people to knock out of the park?
Yeah.
On purpose?
It's not like I have a cue.
You know.
Yeah, only one at a time.
You must be talking about the cigars that Paul brought over
tonight. Every time he tries to get me to smoke one of these things, I'm just like,
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
So. Wow. Yeah. I have to go with the lighter, smaller cigars.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Like a short story.
Or the teeny weenies.
Yeah.
My favorite is the Macanudo Portofino.
There you go.
Long and skinny.
Yeah.
Ah.
Cool.
I like a Macanudo. You need a little small one of those.
By the way, John Paul, thank you very much for the generosity and the cigars and the whiskey and the beer.
I'm trying to spread my wealth, so I don't want to die with it.
Oh yeah. Sure.
You can't
take it with you.
Can't take
you
it
might
with
as well
me.
Let it go.
No.
Yeah,
it's not like Egypt,
I'm taking it with me.
We could try, but it's probably not gonna work out.
It's not gonna work out so well.
Look, they broke out the the regular IPA. The Denver Airport. Oh, the Denver Airport, the conspiracy.
Oh yeah. We talked about that last week.
That's fantastic. Again?
Yes.
Henhouse.
We're cranking out I've been to the Hen House, actually.
Yeah.
Only because accidentally I'm going to La Unitas, and I went, what the
hell
is that
house
on the other side of the road?
Yeah.
And so I went there, too.
I've been in a Hen House because I pet sat for some chickens.
Oh, did you get salmonella?
No, I didn't get salmonella, but I did get free eggs. You get salmonella if you don't wash off the eggs.
Or if you lick the eggs.
Or if you're not supposed to do that. So you get the placenta juice that's still
on the
egg. It's a film.
Placenta.
You wash the eggs off.
Let's talk about whiskey, not
and then
that.
You don't get salmonella.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. Did I?
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
What are we doing here?
Santa Rosa, that's where Hen House is, right?
All
right.
Petaluma.
No one cares.
Petaluma.
So here's the thing is. Here's the weirdest thing about it. So their tap house and where their business is in Petaluma.
Okay.
But their brewery's actually in Santa Rosa.
But you
can't get their beer in Santa Rosa at their tap house.
Oh, my God.
You have to get it at their tap house in Petaluma.
What is this, Utah? I mean...
No, it's just because of the space.
Got it.
Small
okay.
space in Petaluma. And they started there with the seven barrel, and then they expanded, and they went up to Santa Rosa.
Gotcha.
But they kept their... Tap House in Petaluma.
Yeah.
Both great cities to live in.
To answer, why Christina's like, why even? Because Utah, there's this one brewery. Is the one that makes Palinka Bean Porter. Palinka Bean Porter. Well,
Epic.
No, that's
Wasatch? No.
Wasatch.
Yeah, Wasatch. Okay.
Shit,
so
right.
The thing about it is that they make barley wine. They can't even sell in Utah because it's illegal. Because
or
it's
Epic.
Too
or
highly
Epic
alcoholic.
Does it either.
They can bottle high ABV beers and you can take it home.
But they can make it packaged, but
they cannot serve it on draft.
Right. Anything over 4% on draft in the state of Utah.
Yeah.
But
it's
they have bottles.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I know.
A shame. It's
on
shame.
The way driving to Denver is pretty difficult finding only 4% beers on tap.
It's but that Polygamy Porter, though,
but
man,
you can take it home.
It's pretty damn good.
I know it is.
Yeah,
it's very good. It's very good stuff. That's why Epic opened another brewery in Denver.
Polygamy?
Oh, epic.
Epic.
Well, please give me
so
pour
they
one style.
Crank epic. Out the beers and
yeah.
have their own tap house with all their beers.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Utah, they've got some really great breweries. It's been a long time since I've had any of their beers.
Actually, well, because they don't distribute it real well either.
Right. Damien.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a song.
I do too.
This is a great song, man.
Yeah. I just, I like to throw the grooves in there.
So, do you guys know of any breweries opening up this year?
Well, we did a whole episode last week. There are some new spots.
There's a new spot like every 3 days.
We're on it. You know, John is
never ending.
Is usually the
I've
man.
Been to Four Lands. You guys have been to Four Lands yet?
Yep.
No.
Foreland is probably the new hot spot.
That's a good one. La Lager. I love that place.
Mm. Yep.
La Lager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chuckanut.
Love that new spot.
Yeah. We've actually just been really being homebodies.
Yeah.
We gotta get out.
It's been tough for me to like be convinced to go out of the house. I really got into a routine the last couple of years, just like, you know, working on stuff at home, playing
been
Diablo
the new
3.
Level place on Sandy.
Yes, been there.
Yep, yep. That's yep. New level place on Sandy. That's mm-hmm. been occupying a lot of my time.
And they've got like mechanical pong. That's badass.
Oh,
I've never
yeah.
seen that before.
So
actively working mechanical pong.
Two game, yeah. It has magnets and mechanics in it. Yeah, I've never come across that either. I don't know if that's a new thing or if these are old games that they're retconning or what.
I don't know. The response time on that thing fucking sucks.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
I was. Yeah.
But after you play it, like after you waste a few quarter, burn a few quarters, you get the hang of it.
I'm just waiting for Defender to come out in the.
Oh my god, Defender. Or
that
Pitfall?
That would be so badass. Pitfall.
Yes.
Dude, Pitfall Harry, man. He was
yeah.
one of my heroes.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I wanted to be him.
I appreciate you, Shannon, for being my mic stand.
She's
I don't know why.
Mic stand. She's really hanging in.
I've been sitting here the whole night just holding the mic in front of his face like a servant. But I'm in their tap room drinking
their
John's
beer.
A well-fed servant.
A little bit of both. A little bit of everybody.
A little bit of everything.
I'm not complaining.
Okay. Well, fair. You can have anything you want here.
That's
well,
true.
Almost anything.
Well, we can wrap up, guys, if you want. I think we covered everything.
Once.
We can, you know, turn off the mics and just hang out.
Okay, if we do that, which I'm fine with, but I have to say this will officially be the shortest Brew Happy show we've ever done.
Oh,
well, by probably a solid 40 minutes.
Yeah, we usually do like 2.5.
We're at an hour and 14.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know.
I don't know how that happened.
Time flies when you're having Brew Happy fun.
We're usually an overpour.
Yeah, we were always
before
the overpour.
Before we go, I just want to share a memory that I had of the last Shebrew that we had, and probably two before that also. Someone always comes up to me after and says, you know what's special about this event is that it's so chill, everybody's so friendly, it's so unlike any other beer festival I've ever come to. And so for any of you who haven't come to it, check it out. You're going to love it. It's super friendly, super chill, and it's so much fun. Shebrew.beer.
Yeah.
Fuck
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. It's coming up real soon. You have a whole month to prepare, beer fans. Month and a half. So on the 6th, you want to make sure you got all your ducks in a row.
Hey, could you stop talking about how soon it is? It's stressing us out.
Oh, okay.
6th
okay.
of what? May?
March.
Yeah. March.
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 Month and a half.
Oh my
month
God.
And a half, guys.
You know, by the time March 6th comes around, there won't even be Corona in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
I
love that.
It'll be like history.
Is it reasonable enough to say that, you know, you have to show your Vax cards to get in and all that kind of stuff? Right
by
now?
Then, it won't matter.
I have a picture of mine. It went through the
good
wash.
Thing to start with.
That's a great question. So, as part of the ticket purchasing process, it'll go through actually. You'll purchase the ticket directly from the Human Rights Campaign, and you'll have to attest to your vaccination or
booster.
A negative test. Mm-hmm. I don't know if boosters are required, but all of the information's right there on the website, and you'll see it as soon as you go to purchase your ticket. So it's super user-friendly.
But yes, you do have to be vaccinated to get in.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good idea.
Just so that everybody else who does attend
feels safe as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree with it, well, then just don't come.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm vaccinated. I'm due for my booster this week.
Still buy a ticket.
Boost it.
Just don't come.
I was sick a couple of weeks ago, John. What is the face? What's with the face?
Oh, he likes to instigate. You know that.
You're not supposed to get the vaccine when you're not.
So you had the Johnson & Johnson, which lasts a total of 2 months.
Okay.
And you had that like over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Wow.
Okay, that's all I need to say.
It's time to get the boost, son.
Dude.
Go get boosted, dude.
You gotta like, you know what?
I don't really get sick, but I am getting boosted.
Guess what they don't allow anymore?
Joe Mama?
No.
Johnson & Johnson.
No, there's no more Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They pulled
it. Oh, well, it started with a J. I was close.
Because it ain't working.
Well, you know, the fact that he's dodged the three viruses that you've caught, that's pretty impressive.
You know, or I've had them and I've just absorbed them.
So here's the
thing. That's possible as well.
You know what? We did Saturday night. I tried to get him sick.
Oh.
Because
he was spitting in my mouth all night.
Oh, here's why. Brian was gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
She's totally vaccinated and boosted.
Nice.
Because she's part of it. So I'm trying to get him sick and get it over with before she gets back.
You're such a friend, John.
Can't get that visual out of my mind.
Oh, wow.
John Paul baby birding Damien.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine like John Paul just holding Damien's mouth open as he's actively spitting?
Guys, I was joking. That was a joke.
Bad now joke. We've just given everyone the visual.
Wow. Yeah.
Including you.
Oh. And we're on radio.
All three viruses. Just
yeah,
watching
we're rolling. I try to get people to get them. Because I figured if anything else, when we went to Kit Kat, you had to get sick there.
Well,
first thing I did this morning, I said, how do you feel? You feel pretty bad this morning, do you?
Nope.
Said, no, I feel great. I said, damn it.
Here, let me sneeze in
your
face.
Yeah.
He's like, how are you feeling? I was like, oh, I'm fine.
Except for a little hungover.
He never asks me how I'm feeling.
Well, I was hoping you were.
I knew he was up to something.
I was hoping you'd go like, I feel tired.
I was hungover yesterday, but fine now.
This isn't kindergarten, John Paul. You can't just throw a Damien into the playground and just expect
hope he gets chicken pox.
We're hoping to do it again tonight.
Seriously?
Yeah. So the Saturday night,
right?
The first two places we went to were closed because of COVID.
You got there too late.
Got there too late. And I said, damn it.
Mary's
we'll go to the
open?
Third place.
Okay.
We're going to try that again tonight.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, Dante, you can't get into Dante's unless you show your vaccination card.
That's fine. I got it.
There you go. Yours is.
That's why I took a picture.
There you go. I don't think that should count.
Oh, Jesus. You.
You look so,
so
close
picky.
To Fred Myers, too.
So picky.
You got to get your booster.
I'll get it.
Oh, my God. Georgia might win this game.
All right. Well, while John's
note,
while John's doing sports happy, we're
that's
gonna
really
do
good for the sports world.
We're gonna have a little fun here at the McPollander's Tap Room with the She Brew crew. I want to thank Shannon, Christine, Jeremy, and Jen for coming on the show. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for coming on the show and talking
always
about
a pleasure.
We love you. You're always welcome.
This fantastic event, one of my favorites to attend every single year. Beer fans, if you don't go to this event, I'll find it in my heart to forgive you, but I will give you a discerning look. So my eyes are on you, listener. Please check out She Brew. If you're not going to make it, at least find out some information about it and do your best to try it and help support it. So, as always, beer fans, I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you. Until next week.
Brew happy.
Keep brewing, but brew happy. Cheers.
Periodically, this one, one side cuts
yeah,
out.
Yeah, baby! Smoke. Oh, my God.
John, I need more beer. John, I need more beer. This production.
production is brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, paulcigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy, drink responsibly. Cheers.